Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Up later for you in the show, we have the news bulletin, What's the Haps and a scoop on the stars. The time is currently 1:02 p.m. Stay tuned for some good vibes. Up next, we have Body by High Hoops.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News Bulletin. Ko Ramere tēnei rā rua teko, or Hepetema Mahuru. It is Friday the 20th of September. Ko Yana toku ingoa.
Ko Amy toku ingoa. The Blue Bridge Ferry floated for around 5.5 hours after it lost its power and started drifting in Cook Strait. Grant Nolder, Wellington Harbour Master, said that it blacked out around 10:30 p.m. on Thursday, not long into its freight sailing bound for Picton. By 2 a.m. on Friday, Tapuhi, the tugboat, was towing the ferry back to Wellington with a second tug, Tiaki, providing steerage. By 6 a.m, it was towed to Pipitia Wharf, and people were getting off the boat around 7:30 a.m. Minister of Transport, Simeon Brown, said that the ferry would remain docked until the MNZ investigation was complete. Despite it not being a rescue situation, with 88 people on board, Maritime New Zealand and the Rescue Coordination Centre were keeping an eye on them. Nolder was asked if there had been any risk of the ferry hitting the rocks if the wind and current had been in a different direction, to which he replied that the winds were quite light and that after a previous ferry, Kaitaki, lost its engines in a stronger southerly, ferries had been sailing further south to create a buffer and extra time in case of a similar situation. After the Kaitaki stranding, Centreport had put a second towing line on tugs that was more suitable for open water towing, and Nolder assumed that that was used last night. He stated that they did a brilliant job. The Ministry for Regulation is reviewing the early childhood education sector, and both Early Childhood Council and Kindergartens Aotearoa are at odds over what is needed. Early Childhood Council represents private providers and wants a major overhaul of early learning rules, including the ending of pay parity, equal pay for equal work, and a minimum number of teachers. Kindergartens Aotearoa says that this will drive down the quality and the teacher pay overall. We are fortunate enough to have Jill Bond from Kindergartens Aotearoa on radio with us next week to discuss this further.
In international news, 54-year-old rapper Sean Diddy Combs is in a police custody and has been denied bail after he was charged with sex trafficking in the US this week. Investigators on the case have accused Combs of exploiting his so-called business empire to cover up decades of abuse against women to fulfill his sexual desires and protect his reputation. He was arrested in New York on Monday and has since been denied bail twice after his lawyers argued that he should be released from the horrific jail conditions whilst awaiting his trial date. Combs, also known as P. Diddy, has been a rapper and producer for decades after founding the record label Bad Boy Records in 1993. The label has represented a number of famous rappers, notably the Notorious B.I.G. Combs is being investigated over several allegations, including sexual abuse and trafficking, all of which he denies. The arrest came after authorities raided his home in L.A. and Miami in March of this year, where they allegedly seized weapons and evidence of illicit activities. He has been accused of running a sex ring through his business, Combs Enterprise, which authorities are alleging he used the pretense of a romantic relationship to intimidate and lure female victims into his orbit. He has also been accused of demanding his staff to coordinate and conceal these incidents, which were often recorded digitally. Combs's lawyer has said that his client is innocent and argued that Combs flew to New York to hand himself in, but was intercepted by authorities before he had a chance to do so. Subs, or Suburbia in the Octagon, has made its mark in the Dunedin nightlife scene as the one-stop shop for freshers or old people going through a midlife crisis. There's no in-between. The basement that perpetually smells like farts also doesn't do the club any justice in convincing me that I should return anytime soon. However, that may all change with one small addition to the establishment, and that is toast time at Subs. Reported by critic Te Arohi, the iconic nightclub, in all its fresher fashion, is taking a leaf out of the residential college's books and aiming to introduce this initiative, which hopes to keep patrons' pukus full and vomit off the floors. The table will include a toaster, a variety of spreads and condiments, and enough bread loaves to feed a small village. This weekly event will run every Thursday from 10 p.m. until closing, which, according to the club's management, is a busy night in the week for them. Unaware of just how well it would take off, the club did an unadvertised trial run and went through 18 loaves of white bread. Rather than just keeping their patrons' stomachs lined, the club is keen on the fact that it keeps customers moving throughout the club, rather than congregating in hallways and up and down that teeny tiny staircase. Students have given the initiative mixed reactions, with Amelia telling Critic that it may not be her favourite club, but it's a good idea. Whereas Runny, a fourth year who couldn't be caught dead in the fresher establishment, voiced his concerns towards his gluten-free homies. "Just another establishment denying that celiacs exist," he said with his head hung low. On the other hand, Nicole, a certified gluten-free club goer, said, "I would never eat toast at a club, and that's not just because I'm celiac." Jono, a second year that frosts the place, is a little concerned about the cross-contamination between the Vegemite and the jam, as that's not such a charming combo on bread. However, if anyone is willing to go into subs in the first place, they shouldn't be too fussed about the sweet savoury delight anyway. "Call me crazy, but I may just pop in for some shits and gigs. It's free food at the end of the day, even though it's been touched by 200 grubby little hands."
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 20th of September. Today's bulletin was written and read to you by Amy Martin and Yana Gleeson.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
Up later in the show, we have a scoop on the stars with Yana and What's the Haps with Amy. Up next, we have Karawhiua by Catch a Fire.
Is your life falling apart and you need something to blame it on? Here's the Scoop on the Stars with Yana Gleeson, your weekly astrology report on the R1 News.
You lucky, lucky people, you have once again got Yana giving you an excuse for why your life might be falling apart.
It has been a weird, weird week for everyone across the board because there has been some hectic stuff happening up in the sky lately. One of them including the partial lunar eclipse on Wednesday. According to NASA, a partial lunar eclipse takes place during a full moon and is a phenomenon that occurs when there is an imperfect alignment between the sun, moon, and earth. Lunar eclipses are much more rare than solar eclipses. However, when one does happen, it could be visible for over half the earth, whereas solar eclipses are generally only seen by one region. In astrology, eclipse energy brings significant changes to a person's life, which may explain why you've felt overwhelmed or down in the dumps this week. Astrologer Kyle Thomas describes lunar eclipses as full moons on steroids that can trigger destined and fated events. Seizing the opportunity to maximise this energy is crucial. However, it must be done thoughtfully and appropriately. Lunar eclipses specifically can force you to face the truth about certain situations that will bring about an ending to a significant cycle in your life. The specific partial eclipse was a full moon in Pisces, which is said to make us feel very emotional. Here are your predictions for this time. Aries, this eclipse is shouting at you to face your past, your baggage, and your anxieties. Karma is coming, so if you've been involved in some nefarious scandals, secrets may emerge from the shadows. Taurus, a major moment in your friendships may occur, but this also might mean a friend or acquaintance may leave your circle. This is not for the worst, as you may end up meeting new people during this time that will radically shift your life path. Your soulmate, platonic or romantic, might just be right in front of you. Gemini, spotlight your ambitions and let yourself be publicly recognised. Some of you may be deciding to turn your professional life in a whole new direction, and if so, do it. If a job is ending near this time, find a path that is more fulfilling. Cancer, spread your wings and soar. This lunar eclipse should empower you to find the courage to step out of your comfort zone. Leo, an extremely intense moment around partnerships is arriving. You should be focusing on how you will share, give, and receive. If you're in a healthy rapport with someone you've been catching feelings for, now is the time to make a move. Virgo, you should also be preparing for some pivotal moments around your partnerships. Depending on where you stand, you may now be making a major decision to grow to the next level with each other. If you're a single Pringle, be on the lookout for a long-term soulmate connection. Libra, get ready for your daily routine to be ramped up. If a job is ending or you choose to leave, try finding something that is more aligned with your skills and your schedule. You may also see a change in your physical health or fitness. Scorpio, this lunar eclipse will bring a surge of energy to matters close to the heart, which could trigger a turning point around romance, hobbies, true love, or creativity. If single, you could cross paths with a soulmate, so don't miss an opportunity to put yourself out there. Sagittarius, buckle up for an emotional roller coaster. There's potential that this lunation could bring about a shift in your domestic life or have an effect on your family. You may be required to step in for some emotional support. So if you must, do it with grace. Capricorn, it's time to open up your mind and perspective. This lunar eclipse will empower your zone of communications, so writing and speaking with as many people as you can is favoured during this time. Aquarius, a major shift in your financial life has come, with this lunation shaking up your income. Some will see a financial stream end, whilst a new one appears, so watch your expenses. And Pisces, this is one of the most important periods of your life, and a profound destined event will rise up for you. Use this time to release the past and anything that isn't serving you or making you happy, especially in regard to relationships. That same sentiment goes for everyone. Think about the people or things in your life that bring about happiness. If it doesn't, get rid of it. This high energy time may have you suddenly watching a previous chapter of your life fading away right before your eyes as you step into a whole new era. So get excited about it, be bold, and enjoy the little things.
Thank you so much for that, Yana. As a Libra, I'm hoping the change in my health and fitness is going to be an increase and getting better, because I don't believe I've got enough multivitamins to get me through any other sicknesses. Up next for you, we've got Ponamu by Ahorangi, Sydney Diamond.
Yeah. Sid Diamond. Chase dreams.
Do you have no friends and no plans? Need something to fill your empty calendar? Find our upcoming events across Aotearoa Dunedin in the What's the Haps with Amy Martin. Only on the R1 News.
And to finish off the show and send you off into the glorious sunny weekend, hopefully, here are some gigs you might want to listen in for as Amy brings you her What's the Haps in Dunedin.
Busy, busy weekend of events coming up for you guys. No need to fret if you have nothing planned. I have a lot in store for you. Tonight at 10 p.m. at Catacombs Nightclub is the Pink Pony Club Pop Party. So if Chapel Roan is exactly what you're looking for and want to meet some people who love her too, then head along with your dancing shoes. If you want to keep dancing it up and have some fancy dress in your wardrobe that you've been saving for a special occasion, then Law Ball might be exactly what you're looking for. Brush off those cobwebs and boogie on over to Union Hall tomorrow night at 8 p.m. But if formal isn't really your cup of tea and you're more into the D&B madness, then tomorrow at 2 p.m. is the Southern Sounds Festival. And I heard that there's only 100 tickets left, so get in quick. If you are looking for more of a quiet and sustainable weekend, there is a Quarantine Island conservation trip this weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. And thank you, Yana, for the inspiration of where to head to this weekend in town. Seeing as Subs has added in toast time, if I end up in town, I will certainly be heading there out of anywhere else for a midnight snack. Enjoy the weekend. I hope it's a sunny one.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.